So Pep Guardiola, who's the coach of Manchester City, just got his ass beat. It's the worst beating he's had in Premier League. And it was Everton that did it 4-0 today. Manchester United, or Manchester City, has got a lot of money and they've brought in a lot of good players. They've run through three coaches now in the last, I don't know, 4 years, maybe 5 years. What the fuck does that mean? They've only won 17 times in 121 years. What?
What?
You talk about Manchester United. Right? Get down, Goblin. So that was Jan Terry, the famous Jan Terry. I had an idea of doing a show, you know, like, well, it's Get Down, Goblin with Jan Terry, and this is Muskrat Brown. This is Muskrat Brown, and we're broadcasting here from Muskrat Brown here with you. That was Get Down, Goblin from Jan Terry. We're going to have her in later on. There's a lot of stuff going on in town. If you are in town tonight, you can see Jan Terry at the Muffin Stop, 2221 North Broadway, and that's near Bloopy, and also near the bridge. So check that out. It's going to be fantastic. All right. I'm going to do a few more jams here, and then get right on it again, man. Here she is, Jan Terry. Losing you, Jan Terry, here on the Sounds of the 80s. Here on the Sounds of Tomorrow. The Sounds of Today with me, Muskrat Brown. Hi, Jan Terry here with a big one. This is climbing up the charts right now. It's called Losing You. Here's Jan on Muskrat Brown's Sounds of Today. Yeah. You're the only thing that matters. Fuck, that's good. I don't wanna lose you tonight. Well, you're gonna. You're the only thing that matters. All right. I don't wanna lose you this way. Just need your love. Need your love. Would be the hardest thing to do. My heart is open like an open hole, and yours is closed. I say we sign her before Pep Records gets her. You know, well, I'm telling you right now, we got to get her under contract, or we're gonna lose her to Pep Records. They're looking for her. She's got it. Where'd you find her anyway? Singing at a club downtown. Very few times in a man's career do you score like this, Billy. So you did it, man. Thank you. What's that, fooling around in circles? Yeah. We'll always be together. Bullshit. That can't possibly be. That's not her real boyfriend, is it? You were telling lies. I don't want to lose you tonight. You're not going to lose him. He's losing you. They're going to go around the corner on that motorcycle, and suddenly you just see this little blonde hair. Yeah, baby. Bob, did you see this? I told Jerry, fuck it. Let's just get her under contract. We can talk about the details later. Just get a letter of commitment. Who manages her? She's representing herself? Do you have a number on this lady? Okay. Let's call her. I'll call her. You want to call her? And let's make sure that we've got a deal memo on her. And the rest of the bullshit we can figure out later. Because I'm telling you right now, Bill, Pep's going to sign her. Billy Guardiola and the... Fucking great, man. Yeah, give me a fuck. Fucking great. It's great stuff, man. Just need your love. I don't wanna lose. What if I did a show where this music is like thematic? In other words, it's not so much the song, it's... Hi, I'm Muskrat Brown, and this is Muskrat Brown. Hi, how about... Oh, Chris Boutte. I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Chris Boutte's Poetry Hour. Love, it's a very special thing. And love must be taken care of. Love is something we hold close to ourselves. If you don't hold love close to yourself, love can leave you. Love is suddenly elusive. It's nothing you want to lose. As Jan Terry tells us now, I don't want to lose you tonight. Jan Terry here on Chris Boutte's Love Poetry. Love Poetry is a gas. Here on Chris Boutte's Love Poetry Romance Hour.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose you
tonight. You're the only thing that matters. I don't want to lose you. What do you think, Mark? What do you think? I signed her to the Chris Boutte label. I signed her to the Chris Boutte label. I like her a lot.
All right, so that was out of sight. That's Jan Terry, and I Don't Want to Lose You Tonight. And I think that that's something that we've got to keep in mind. I'm Chris Boutte.
What's that, man?
I'm Chris Boutte. Now, it's time for another. This.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I hate when they're trying to be funny. You know, in other words, I hate it like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing. Dude, fuck off. I want the raw material of comedy. I don't want you unfunny motherfuckers trying to be funny. Dig me? Anytime anybody says, here are the 10 worst.
The sight of this sickly, skinny man in a...
Oh, shut up. See ya. What happened to Jan Terry, goddammit? Fuck, man. Blow it out your ass. All right, time for Jan Terry, Ave Maria, on the Chris Boutte Love Song Hour. All right. Don't fuck with my Catholicism, Jan. So now she's doing shtick. So I think I now see what happened. She did a couple of music videos that were, you know, very pure and really wrecked. And somebody got a hold of her and said, here, let's do some funny videos. And this is what happened. In other words, they fucked her up. They fucked her up. You fucked her up with this. It could have been great. What the bleeping hell, man? See, this is the original, I think. This is the original Jan Terry. I don't know. Yeah, this was it, man. This is the one that everybody got turned on to her.
I don't want to lose you tonight.
No. Just this woman who's got some money.
I don't want to lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters. I don't want to lose you this way. Just need your love.
See? So there's nothing... I don't want to lose you. There's nothing shticky about that.
You're the only thing that matters. I don't want to...
All right, let me quit fucking around here.
I don't want to lose you tonight.
All right, wait a minute, man. All right, so there you go. That's kind of the... I was thinking about that, but I'm not sure. Probably not a smart thing. What the fuck is with Blue Apron, man? I ordered up the food and then they cancel. What is with you guys? And what is this shit?
I don't want to lose you tonight. They're the only thing that mattered. I don't know.
I don't want to lose you.
Here's how he turned his persona into a media empire.
I came from a world where nothing really ever worked out and no one ever got to do what they want to do, not for a living.
Download or subscribe to the Forbes interview on iTunes now, and don't forget to give a rating and review.
Right on.
You're the only thing that mattered.
How'd you like that goddamned Green Bay game? Woo-hoo! Can't say as I am disappointed when Dallas loses because, you know, and I don't mean anything bad about that, Dallas fans. Please understand that your team is so great traditionally. You have such a great franchise, such a great team, that it's a natural thing to root against the Dallas Cowboys for those of us that are not Dallas fans. That having been said, you know, it was quite, it was a hell of a football game. I think that young quarterback that Dallas has got's fucking great. But, you know, he was going up against Aaron Rodgers, who had a good game, man. And, you know, quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, like the Montanas of the world, like the Dan Marinos, like, you know, down through the years, they find ways to win. Because I really think Rodgers is going to go down in history. How many Super Bowls have they won with Aaron Rodgers? One, right? How many Super Bowls did they win with Brett Favre? Two?
Oh. I don't know. You got me, Phil. You're asking the wrong guy, Phil.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that ain't really what I do.
What do you do, man?
I just fuck around. I fuck around.
I don't want to lose you tonight. It's the thing that they did a thing to there.
I am Chris Boutte, and this is Chris Boutte's Love Songs.
All right, so you guys understand that I've, you know, what are you looking at?
Chris, are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
What is this music?
What is what? This is what Chris Boutte plays. All right, so don't F with me, whatever you do.
I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Chris Boutte's Poetry in Motion. I love you. This poem is anonymous. see. I'm Chris Boutte.
The Chevy with the rims on. All bad bitches, they wanna fuck me with the gas on. Real life nigga, I'm in the stoochie where the weed blow. Way long, I hit the door behind the cell
phone. The fuck are you doing, man?
Groovy Tony, no face killer. I see the money ride on.
Blank face.
Puke face? What did he say? That was my boy. Wait a minute, that's wrong.
Ain't nothing I can say.
I was wrong.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Okay, here we go. 'Cause I can never. So, what I'm trying to do here, what I'm thinking of doing. And I don't know if this is going to work or not. I'm Chris Boutte. This is Chris Boutte's Love. This is Chris Boutte's Festival of Love. Hi, this is Chris Boutte, and welcome to our Festival of Love, where we celebrate not only love, we also celebrate those times where our hearts are tested. Our hearts are tested by an untrue love. I'm Chris Boutte. My number is, yes, we got this number specially for the show. Please don't call in. We don't mean anything offensive. We are simply being straight ahead. Our number is 69.
I don't want to lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to lose you this way.
This is August. How about that? Well, hello there. This is August Selson, and this is the August Selson Sex Hour. and welcome. Stand by for August Selson. Well, hello there and welcome. This is August Selson and welcome to August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. It's been a while since we talked to you. But we've got a lot of things to talk about as we explore sex. And you can hear that song there, I think, says and expresses a very common feeling. I don't want to lose you tonight. You don't want to get bogged down with one person. Let me see. Well, unfortunately, you're not getting it, so I don't know what to tell you. It's like, I gotta do the thing. It's all right. Just fucking around here. I need. What did we use, man, for August Selson? Did we have a bed? Can't remember now. We could use Alien. Use the theme from Alien. Hello, and welcome to the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. No, it's ridiculous. This is August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour with August Selson, longtime writer and critic. Hello, everyone. This is August Selson. I love it, man. August Selson's Sex Hour. Hello, this is August Selson, and this is the Sexual Exploration Hour. You know, the theme, and I realize it's very graphic, we talk about sex. Huh? What about it? No one ever talks about it, so we're here to talk about it. Let me see something here, man.
We have arrived onto the future and the whole world.
Oh, blow out. You know, just stop it. Just stop it, man. Go be funny for your fucking friends or something, all right? Just bugger the fuck off. What was that song she did about, you're on a rocket ship to hell? Testing 1-2. All right, let me see here, man. 21? Why don't we do that? Do that. Just do a thing. I think we're going to have to just fucking... I'm going to have to stop down and find other songs. The good news is, if it says worst music video ever, I know to avoid it, you know, because it probably won't be. It'll be the worst music video ever for a reason other than what the person who made it intended. meaning it blows fucking ape because it ain't funny and they wanted it to be. And it's probably better music than their comedy is good comedy. So that's why I'll just avoid the fuck out of it. Drummer's at the wrong gig. See all this shit. I want Jan Terry. I know she's the real deal. The other one that's the real deal is, you know, Stairway to Stardom. That can't miss with that. And I think the whole thing is that August is, once again, he's on some... hallucinogenic. He thinks this music is just real sensual, you know. One of the things that you do want to do. Well, oh, there's sexy eyes. Well, one of the things that you do want to do when you're going to make love to a woman is set the mood. And you can set the mood a number of different ways. But I don't think there's a better song than I Honestly Love You. I don't want to lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters. Jesus Christ. What a silly fucker I am. Get down on it. Get down on it. How you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the floor. Get your back up. Okay, now I got to take a leak. Okay? Can you guys just chill? I know I was very graphic in saying that I had to take a leak, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're the only thing here. You can watch Liverpool and Man United. I'll be right back. Hold on. All right, now, I want to tell you guys that I'm doing the Drunk History on Tuesday, so we won't have a show, we won't have a current show on Wednesday, okay? Just letting you know. Wednesday is going to be a repeat because I'm doing Drunk History that day. And when will the Drunk History come out? Probably in, as I mentioned, late spring, early summer. I don't know. I don't know what the schedules are with those guys. I'll ask them, and I know they'll tell me the truth if they know themselves, but they may not know. So we're going to bring back August Selson tonight. I don't know. Let me just test this out again. Hello there, sexy eyes. This is the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. That's right. This is the hour that we share together, and we start talking about things that, frankly, a lot of people don't want to talk about. And that's sex. How to have it better and how to do it a lot with a lot of different people. Because we are so constrained and because we are so strangled in this modern existence that we live in, we don't express ourselves sexually. We're uptight and we're square and we don't get what it's all about. I wanna lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters. The August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour with August Selson and Lady Beth. Brought to you by Kubner's Lubrication. Be an adult. Use lube, but don't go running around town saying, "Ooh, I've got tubes of lube at home." Be an adult for a change. I can't say as I blame that young lady who is singing that song, Jan Terry. This world is a cold... Who the fuck... Kubner's Lube. Oh, it's not that funny? Okay. All right, fine. Kubner's Lube. man. Yeah, baby. Who's winning this piece of shit? Pittsburgh 9, KC 7. Come on, Kansas City, you're at home. So the road team won. That was very unusual, Green Bay winning. Yesterday, it was Atlanta. They were a home team. And who else? What was the other fucking game yesterday? It was, God damn it. It was Miami and, no, wait. Miami's last week. Wait a minute. I don't tell me. It was yesterday. It was Atlanta and goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. And then it was the AFC, which was the Houston Texans and the Bitch Kings. Houston and who? Oh, the Patriots. Yeah. All right, so yesterday it was the Patriots winning. And the Atlanta Falcons defeating... Who did they defeat? Atlanta defeated... Seattle. It's. I'm telling you, it's a miracle that I'm even remembering, because I'm not paying attention to the fucking football season this year. I'm just not. probably paid less attention to football this year than any year since I started watching football. And we're talking a long fucking time ago, man. I mean, I remember having the measles. That's how young I was. I was 10. And I had the measles. I was sick as a fucking dog. But by God, my old man brought me the sports page every day. So I'd read the sports page. And I distinctly remember him dropping the sports page. Say, hey, look at that. Alex Karras, Paul Hornung suspended by National Football League for gambling. I remember. It was big. It was big. And I didn't know. My little tiny kid mind couldn't really wrap itself around it. It was like, what the fuck? You know, I was thinking they bet on other teams. Like, it was really bad. It came out, it was bad, but they had bet on their own teams. You know, you're not supposed to gamble. It doesn't matter whether you're betting on your own fucking team or some other teams. You're not supposed to fucking gamble. So that was where they fucked up. I think that effectively, if I'm not mistaken, that effectively ended Paul Hornung's career. I mean, he was suspended for a season. Alex Karras, well, I don't know. I don't know if either guy came back to the real, you know, great form they had. Karras was a great defensive tackle, and Paul Hornung was Paul Hornung, you know. All right, man, I'm ready. I am ready, Teddy. Here we go.
Hey, this is Steve Bertone, host of the Forbes Interview Podcast, launching January 17th. My first guest is Adam Carolla, comedian and king of podcasting, sharing how he turned his persona into a media empire.
I came from a world where nothing really ever worked out and no one ever got to do what they want to do, not for a living.
Download or subscribe to the Forbes Interview on iTunes now, and don't forget to give a rating and review.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and the voices, the personas, the characters, all of the stuff you hear on the show today will be performed exclusively by me. Well, hi there, everyone. This is August Selson, and welcome to August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. That's right. For the next few minutes, an hour, a half hour, however many you can spare us, we'll talk about sex and how we don't get enough of it in life. We're going to talk about sex, being open to sex, being free to have sex with as many people as you possibly can. These are all foreign ideas to you, I know, but we will make them very familiar in this next hour of August Selson's Sexual Exploration. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Cupertino Lube. Cupertino Lube. Be an adult. Carry lube with you at all time, but don't talk to people and say, ooh, I've got lube in my bag, and go, just be an adult and use Cupertino. Ah, yes. I don't want to lose you tonight. Now, that is a common sentiment. We all want to hold on to who we want to hold on to in this world. But I'll tell you, losing somebody is very much a real possibility when you are not as adventurous as you should be. This is August Selson, and with me is Lady Beth as she dances and twirls here in the corner of our studio. We are here in our magenta studio this evening. Our magenta studio is lit by candles that only Lady Beth is allowed to light. And I sit here, a supplicant. I am humbled by Lady Beth's presence. To me, she is the sex queen. You've heard that phrase, I'm sure, but have you ever seen a man grovel and crawl before a sex queen? I mean, really. Well, I'm August Selson, and I'm very proud to say I do it every day for Lady Beth. Such are the changes that she has put my life through. Such are the things that she is capable of. The Sexual Exploration. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour with August Selson and Lady Beth. A presentation of Greaser Enterprises. We're going to talk this hour about freedom. The freedom to be who you are, the freedom to do what you want, and the freedom to do anything you want. And that is very, very different, I think, from the freedom to just do what you want. Doing anything you want and everything that that possibly can mean. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. Let me see, where is it? Where's I Honestly Love You? Where is I Honestly Fucking Love You? Yeah, here's. I want you to think about that for a few minutes here.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I got somewhere else to go.
The August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour.
To tell you that I never thought I would.
Lights it up.
But I believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly love you.
You see, love and sex can go hand in hand. You're listening to a young man singing a beautiful song called I Honestly Love You. But what is behind those words? His desire to have graphic sex. I'm going to be very honest with you. He is being romantic. But you hear his voice is not quite as melodic as it should be. Why? Because he's preoccupied with the thought of once he gets the girl to fall in love with him, then the real fun starts, the sex. And he can't wait to get to it. And that's why he's singing this song as badly as he is. He's trying to rush through it.
I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day.
Lady Beth, do you remember when we first met? You do. She's twirling about and lighting candles and incense. You do remember when we first met, when we first met, or when we first petted, I think is the old-fashioned term. You do, don't you? Yes. It was on a dance floor. It was at a nightclub. It was on a dance floor that I first saw you, and I walked across, I think, to ask you to dance. And we've never been apart since. The following morning, when I awoke, Lady Beth had left already. Laying next to me in the bed was one of these toy rubber chickens that you buy in joke stores. And Lady Beth had left that. I've always wondered what the meaning of that was, Lady Beth. Why did you leave a rubber chicken? Well, that evening, I took the medications that I have been prescribed and some additional. And I went back to the same nightclub, and there was Lady Beth, and I asked her, I said, why did you put a chicken in the bed next to me? And she just smiled and grabbed my hands and pulled me on to the dance floor. Love. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright.
Mm-hmm. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour.
Ask if you wanted
and now
to
a word from Cupertino Lube.
Little romance.
I know a lot of you are going to be going out tonight, and one of the things we always recommend you carry with you is lube. But what we like to say here on the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour is what a lot of people should be saying to you. That is, don't make a spectacle of yourself and wave it around. Excuse me, I just coughed. Let me take that again. All right, just keep going, I'm told. All right. Don't wave it around in nightclubs and say, look, I have lube. It's so wrong. Isn't that right, Lady Beth? Yes. Cupertino Lube. That's what adults use.
You and me, it's where I want to be, but I hardly know.
Lady in Red. That was my Lady in Red, Lady Beth. And I walked over to her that night and I said, may I have this dance? And she said, yes, you may. And And then I woke up the next morning, she was gone again. You were like that, Lady Beth. Gone again, and laying in the bed next to me now was a half-eaten can of tuna.
Never seen you looking so.
What are those clues? What are those clues? I have no idea.
Never saw you shine so bright.
That evening, again, I took the medication that had been prescribed to me, but I augmented it with some.
Never seen so many people want.
Shall we say, some street-level truth?
Turn to me and smile.
And I saw Lady Beth again in the nightclub, and I woke up the next morning, and there was something else there that I didn't understand. I believe it was a turkey carcass. And on and on and on our relationship has gone. Since then, I've been fired from several jobs and institutionalized, but not for the reasons you're thinking. Not for the reasons you're thinking. She was the lady in red, Lady Beth. You're listening to August Selsen's Sexual Exploration Hour, and this is August Selsen. With me is Lady Beth, our lady in red. When we begin to open ourselves to the possibilities that sex, the pure grunting sex, provides, suddenly all bets are off. We know the truth is just around the corner. You know, it isn't all about romance. Sometimes it's about some good, hot, if you will, sex.
Here's Alan Thicke.
Said my mind was what you wanted.
Wait a minute. Wrong. Fucking wrong. No. It isn't all about love. Sometimes it's about escaping a destructive love. Yes, escaping. An exodus, if you will.
Dante singing a song for you, okay?
An exodus, if you will.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me.
Nah, that's no good. I don't know that. What is I Got Eyes? You know, sometimes it's just a matter of meeting that right person and then getting started with that right person. Well, listen, they're not going to sing. Fuck. God damn it. Sometimes what you need is the romance of a good Italian tenor. Sometimes, as was the experience that I had with Lady Beth. Fuck! Why did you have to talk, man? Where the fuck is that song, man, that...
We have a lovely young lady today, and she's going to sing for you, and she sings out of this world. Her name is Allison Chaplin.
Sometimes it's just counting your blessings. Counting your blessings and counting your favorite things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Lady Beth is swirling about the studio now. What does this song remind you of, Lady Beth?
Wait, there's more.
All of the things you leave in the bed before you leave every morning. Aren't you funny? So that would be a rubber chicken, a turkey carcass, and a half-eaten can of tuna. That's what I have found in bed with me.
Favorite
every night, every morning following a night with Lady Beth. August Silson's Sexual Exploration Hour is like that. When we begin to explore sex courageously, we find all kinds of things laying next to us in bed the next day.
When the dog bites, oh, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things.
Yes.
And then I don't
feel
so bad.
Lady Beth, would you say that we live in a great country? You would, wouldn't you? And why? Because it is here in America where we can talk about sex. Talk about sex.
Give you a popular tune that just came out on the charts. Where give you our vision of the song.
In America, we get to talk about sex in any way we wish. We can practice it and do it with as many people as we want to. That's not working, man. That is not fucking working. That's not fucking making it. Although this guy's a riot to look at, but... problem is, I don't have enough of these fucking songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, Robert F. Amico and Sue Veneer.
Something's rotten in Transylvania. Well, I thought that there was... I thought I could find those other tunes in here. Fuck me.
It's all yours. Thank you. Hello, coming to New York, I find, is a pretty strange thing.
Get out of here.
Richie Triolo, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
here you go, Richie.
Thank you, Frank.
I think this cat that hosted this show, Frank, he had this chick with him for a while, and then she was gone, and I think it's because...
Here now.
Like they broke up or something.
Let's give him a hand. Okay, it's all
how you doing,
now.
Frank?
How are you?
What's with these fucking comedians? I need music.
No, it's true. My granduncle was Pancho Villa. He was a hero, you know. I could be a hero myself, but I don't look too good between two pieces of bread.
Isn't there?
It's good to say there's some more ugly folks here in the room besides myself. No kidding, there's some ugly folks here tonight. If you don't believe me, look next to you. Go ahead, take a chance.
Lola Peraza, everybody.
Oh my God.
Here now is Alvia. Let's give him a hand. Okay, it's all
how
yours,
you doing,
Al.
Frank?
Get out of here, Al. Where's that chick, Jan? What's her name, Jan Terry? Was that Rocket Ship to Hell thing she did? It was a riot. No, fuck.
And you're in for a treat because Jan...
Bullshit.
Made and starred in a music video. That's after decades of maturing in a battered...
No, man, this is not...
Ready? Let's go!
What's taking so long?
Jan, what...
There's not enough good fucking shit. We're coming to America. What the fuck? What happened to her, man? What happened to the greatness that she... I already heard that fucking thing. All right. Okay. You know, we're going to reboot this fucker in 10 minutes. So we've had an hour-long, you know, pre-show, so whatever. We're going to reboot this piece of shit, because that's just not happening, man. I thought that there was going to be... enough material. There isn't. There's guys. He's got a Jan Terry parody. How do you fucking parody that? You don't. All right. God damn it. Fuck. I mean, I can do August Selsen, you know, and we'll just do August Selsen. Lady Beth, you want to do that? We haven't done August Selsen. Hello there. This is August Selsen, and welcome to August Selsen's Sexual Exploration Hour. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's just a... Wait a minute. Wait for a fucking minute here. All right. So that's what I want to do here, man. Where is the... I gotta get back to August's. What did I say? Sexy eyes. Across the floor, got me wanting more. Sexy. Okay, man, I got this shit together. I got my shit together in this. Don't worry about it. All right, ready? No, you're not? Well, I am. All right. Far. We've been traveling far.